Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us here on this Tuesday and spending part of your day with us. With me in the studio today is David Holland, one of the producers of this program and a man who always brings us some wonderful treasures. David, thanks for being here.
Well, Stephen, it's always good to be here, but it's especially good when I know you're struggling a little bit with your voice, which anyone listening right now would be aware of. You know, you're in good health, you feel fine, but you've been doing a lot of speaking lately, and that, of course, has given you just a wee bit of a raggedness on the voice there. So we're praying for you that you'll be fully restored here in very, very short order.
Well, thanks for helping me out.
You know, this is a great subject matter that Derek's bringing us, wisdom about finding the right person to marry, and wisdom about being married well, you know, being successful in God's eyes where marriage is concerned. And in the coming minutes, Derek's going to bring us some great wisdom about the way purpose connects to the way we conduct ourselves in marriage. It shouldn't be a surprise to us that the calling and purpose God has for us has a direct tie to our marriage and the dynamics of our marriage and who he brings us as a mate. And you know, while I'm thinking about it, I want to make everyone aware that Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, is available free for anyone who asks for it right now. It's got a lot of great wisdom and some practical tools to help any single person in your life find that right person that God has for them. It's free for the asking right now. You can request it by calling 800-448-3261. Again, that's 800-448-3261. Or you can request it online at derekprince.org. But I know we've got some good Derek teaching ahead.
We sure do. Derek's going to be teaching today on Believe in God's Purposes for You. Let's get right to it.
All through my talks on this theme, I've been emphasizing that God has only one standard for marriage, and that was established at creation in the first marriage, where God himself gave the bride away, the marriage of Adam and Eve. If you will trust God and obey him, he is willing to play the same role in your marriage as he did in that of Adam and Eve. But if this is your desire, then there are certain conditions that you'll have to meet. Yesterday, I established the first basic condition. You must walk in the light of God's word, the Bible, and live your life in obedience to it. I quoted Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If we walk in obedience to the word of God, we will never walk in total darkness. We may not see far ahead, but we'll see each step that we need to take. But if we neglect to walk in the word of God, then we have no real right to expect special guidance in certain circumstances from God. God's word gives us general guidance. If we walk in that general guidance, then in particular situations, we can expect particular guidance, special guidance, as, for instance, whom we are to marry. Once you decide to walk in the light of God's word, it rules out marriage with any person who does not share your faith in Christ. If you are a committed Christian, you are not free to contemplate marriage to anyone who is not also a committed Christian. The Bible explicitly warns you against this. Today, I'm going to share with you three further steps you need to take if you desire to experience marriage on the highest level of God's will. The first step is this: believe in God's purpose for you. And the emphasis is on the word believe. Exercise faith. Let me read Romans 1:17, which is one of the great basic statements of the principle of the gospel. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. See, that's the basic principle of righteous living. It's by faith. And living includes everything you do. It includes eating, drinking, talking, working at your job, relating to your family. Everything is included in that One word, living. And the only basis for right living that will find God's plan and bring God's favor on your life is living by faith. So you've got to have faith that God has a purpose for you. You've got to live your life consistently every day in the light of that faith. In connection with this, let me give you one other scripture that's a great favorite of mine. It's one that I've proved in my own experience over and over again. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will do it. There are three phases there. The first two are our responsibility. The third is God's responsibility. If we fulfill our responsibility, we can trust God to fulfill His. Our responsibility is first, commit our way to the Lord. That's a single act. You put your way in God's hand. Just like going to the bank and depositing money, once you've deposited the money and obtained a receipt, you don't keep worrying about whether the money's all right. You know it's there in the bank. That leads to the second step, which is trusting. Committing is an act. Trusting is an attitude. Once you've made the act of committing, then you maintain the attitude of trusting. So first commit the act, then trust, maintain the attitude, and then God comes in on the scene. The scripture says, He will do it. That's the translation I read, but interestingly, in Hebrew, it's a completely present tense. He is doing it. The moment you commit, and as long as you trust, He is doing it. So that's living your life on a basis of faith, believing that God has a purpose for you, believing that your life is in God's hands, and just completely trusting Him. Now, the second step is very closely related, and yet it's somewhat distinct. Commit your body totally to God. Sometimes we've got the impression that God is so spiritual that He isn't interested in our body. That's completely wrong. God created our body, He formed it for a purpose, and He wants complete control over our body. You see, God is clever enough to know that if He's got your body, He's got you, because He's got the vessel and its contents. This is what it says in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. The body, of course, plays a very central role in marriage. And it's so important to be able to offer to your chosen mate a body that's been made holy by being sacrificed to the Lord first. Believe me, that's going to make a great difference to the kind of relationship that you'll have, even sexually, once you enter into marriage.
You know, I love how practical the Word of God is, and I love the fact that Derek Prince mines the Word of God at a practical level. We all know God has a purpose for us, but how do we walk in it? How do we prepare for it? How do we really take hold of God's purposes for us? This is what Derek Prince is teaching us. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Choosing a mate is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. So how do you make the right choice? In his enlightening book, God is a Matchmaker, Derek Prince gives practical biblical advice on how to avoid heartbreak by preparing for marriage God's way. Derek shares from personal experience how God led him to marriage, and he reveals how others in your life, such as parents, pastors, and trusted friends, can play an important role when making life-changing decisions. Normally $12.95, this powerful and practical resource is yours for a limited time for only $9.95. Order your copy or get one for someone you love when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Life is not a fairy tale, but there is a happily ever after when you follow God's plan. Order God is a Matchmaker now. And when you do, we'll also include Derek's helpful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, at no extra charge. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thrilled that you're here with us today on this Tuesday. We're learning from Derek Prince how to walk in a godly marriage and how to do that by taking hold of God's purposes for our life. It's such an important truth. Get your Bible, get a notebook, get a pen, pull some friends together, and let's listen as Derek continues to teach us about how to take hold of God's purposes for our lives.
This is what it says in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. The body, of course, plays a very central role in marriage. And it's so important to be able to offer to your chosen mate a body that's been made holy by being sacrificed to the Lord first. Believe me, that's going to make a great difference to the kind of relationship that you'll have, even sexually, once you enter into marriage. So God says, commit your body. I want a holy body. Not necessarily because you've never sinned, but because although you may have sinned, you've turned from your sin and you've just given your body over to me. Elsewhere in the New Testament, it says the altar sanctifies that which is placed upon it. So when you place your body on God's altar of service without reservation, it's made holy by that being placed there. And then Paul continues in the next verse of Romans. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You see, until you've made a full surrender of your body to God, your mind will not be able fully to apprehend God's will. But when you do what God requires with your body, God begins to do something in your mind. He renews your mind. He changes the way you think. He gives you a new kind of sensitivity to His Holy Spirit and to His purposes. And as your mind is renewed, you become able to find out what God's will for your life is. And you find it's good, pleasing, and perfect. The further you take the will of God, the better it becomes. When you first discover it, it's good. After a while, you discover it's pleasing, and ultimately, you discover it's perfect. But you can only make that discovery when you have committed your body on God's altar without reservation. When you've presented your body to God, a living sacrifice, then God will renew your mind, and with your renewed mind, you'll be able to find out God's will for your life, including God's will for your marriage. Just one more word of counsel. Be prepared for death and resurrection. Perhaps you found that a little difficult to understand. Let me read you the words of Jesus in John chapter 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. There's a universal principle. In the natural, in the spiritual. We are applying it, of course, in the spiritual realm, in the Christian life. Your life has got to be released from your own control. You've got to let it go. You've got to let it drop. You often have to witness the death of your most cherished hopes and prospects. You may have made a commitment to God. You may expect God to answer in some wonderful way. And the next thing that happens is everything goes wrong, and you feel, in a sense, isolated. Maybe you had a certain ambition, even a certain person, in view for marriage. And after you make this commitment, everything falls apart, and you say, it all went wrong. No, it didn't. It's all going right. God is teaching you this lesson, that if you want His highest will, there has to be a death, followed by a resurrection. I've experienced this in my life in certain critical phases of my life. And once I called out to God and I said, God, why does everything you really bless have to die first and then be resurrected? And I felt God gave me this answer. Because when I resurrect something, I resurrect it the way I want it. When you let it go, you let it die, and you give me the liberty to bring it back to life the way I want it. So what will happen in your life? Maybe the plan you had, the thought you had, the emotions you had were not from God. You let them die, and God substitutes something that you would never have conceived of, something on a much higher plane. Or maybe the thoughts and emotions and the plans you had were from God, and you let them die, and everything falls apart. God is testing your consecration. Will you trust him in the darkness? And then, when he's proved that you fully trust him, he restores whatever it was that you felt you'd lost, but he restores it, blessed, multiplied many times over.
You know, the Bible says that death is what leads to life. And there's no question that marriage is an opportunity for us to die. In fact, I heard a friend say once in a sermon that the first one in a marriage to the cross wins. The first one on their knees wins. The first one to repent wins. That's the message of the death and resurrection within a marriage. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Of the millions of choices we make in life, choosing a mate is one of the most significant. And yet, with nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, it appears that we either make the wrong decision or simply change our minds. In his booklet, The Choice of a Partner, Derek Prince explores God's plan for finding a spouse and sheds light on what true love really is. Marriage is intended to be for life, and Derek's powerful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, will help you better understand how to find and stay with your mate until death do you part. It's such an important resource that we want you to have a copy absolutely free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Both the call and this helpful resource are absolutely free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today. We are processing and digesting this marvelous teaching by Derek Prince called God is a Matchmaker. And to help me do that here in the studio are three dear friends of mine. First of all, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, is here. Dick, great to see you.
Hey, Stephen. Good to see you.
Also, Christopher Selby, who's the executive producer of our program and a grandson of Derek Prince, is here. Christopher, thank you for being here.
Hi, Stephen.
And David Holland, of course, is here, who always is so helpful, especially during this time that my voice is a bit ragged, but also brings a great depth of pastoral experience and scholarship. David, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I was deeply moved by some of the things Derek was saying here in this final segment of the program, particularly because he's talking about how God often requires us to lay something very dear to us or very precious to us on the altar just so he can resurrect it. I'm always reminded of that verse of scripture that says, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. And often God causes some of the precious, most precious things we have. He asks us to put those things on the altar. And of course, I don't think that there's any context where that's as common and as important as it is in marriage. I don't know if you guys experienced that. Dick, how about you?
It's a very, very challenging principle because, as all of us know, the most important person in our lives is ourselves. And anytime the Lord puts you in a position where he says, okay, forget about yourself right now and make that other person the most important person, that is a difficult situation, a real challenge. And, you know, with marriage, as wonderful as marriage is, it confronts us more often daily, sometimes minute by minute, with that challenge just to put our needs last and put our mate's needs first.
Yeah.
And I had the privilege of seeing Derek and Lydia in operation and saw how their marriage worked. And Derek did a wonderful job. He really served Lydia, especially in her later years, really laid his life down for her.
You know, Christopher, I suspect that one reason why so few people today seem to be capable of keeping a marriage together is that so few people are capable of being unselfish. I think we have a generation of people who have are absolutely committed to self-orientation and think they can be married successfully and continue to have everything be about them.
But yeah.
It just won't work that way.
Yeah, we are certainly surrounded and up to our eyeballs in an I-me-mine society that everything is about, well, how does this make me feel and how does this meet my needs and what do I get out of it? And, the reality is you can't be in really any relationship whatsoever at any level with that type of mentality, least of all marriage. And the Lord did something very, very precious for me and my wife very early on. In fact, it was before we were married. I shared about how the Lord brought us together in a very miraculous kind of way. But within a couple of months, the enemy really attacked us through a ministry that we were working with. And basically we each had to lay down that relationship. This, we were engaged to be married and we both had to walk away from it, and just lay it down and say, it was where at one point I asked her, so have you changed your mind? And she said, yes. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of difficulty, but that seed had to die. And within a few months, the Lord had resurrected that and really put us through a fire that nothing of our flesh, nothing of our selfishness could go through.
Wow.
And come out the other end, still alive. And that was something that laid the groundwork for our relationship, and now almost 13 years of marriage.
Very cool.
We've just come, my wife and I have just come from being with some very precious friends of ours, and he had a very vital pastoral ministry, traveling, speaking, and his wife has been really afflicted with serious illness, symptoms like multiple sclerosis and severe rheumatoid arthritis. And his life, which was much different when he was in active ministry, now has been geared much more towards serving his wife, laying his life down, laying his ministry down. He's doing a marvelous job of doing it, but what a testimony to the scripture that says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He's doing it.
The Lord has blessed us, Tracy and I, with a great marriage, and on numerous occasions we've had people ask us, what's your secret? What do you attribute your great relationship? And the answer for me is the same every time. By God's grace, I have consistently put her needs before mine, and consistently she has put my needs before her.
Exactly.
And when you have two people doing that, you have a prescription for the closest thing to heaven, this side of glory. When two people are doing just the opposite, you've got a prescription for the closest thing to hell.
Yeah. You're right.
this side of the river Styx. So, and Stephen, before we go and close the program, I want to remind our listeners, it's been a while, I think, since we've mentioned what a deep and wide resource the website for Derek Prince Ministries is. It is a vast repository of resources where you'll find teaching letters, you'll find a wide variety of ministry products that will help your marriage, that will help you your individual walk with God, help you be a better husband and father. There's so much there. We encourage you to go there and explore and make that, to avail yourself of that resource, and that's derekprince.org, of course.
Well, guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing your heart, sharing your lives, and helping us apply this to our own lives. Thanks for being here.
Oh, our pleasure.
Great to be here, Stephen. Thanks.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Wednesday as The Legacy Continues.
To order your copy of Derek's encouraging book, God is a Matchmaker, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $9.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.